It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. Yes, that's right. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. Not by myself today, though. Joined by Dan Antonucci.
Heyo.
Heretofore known as Nooch.
Heretofore known as Nooch, indeed.
Yes, there you are. It's been a while. This is our summer recap.
Yeah, it's true.
Stay on the mic.
Oh, I'm on the mic. To all our dedicated listeners, I'm going to stay on the mic today, relentlessly.
Excellent.
And did you just say something about summer before? I got off track there.
This is our summer recap, because we haven't done an episode in like 2 months.
Yeah, autumn is rapidly approaching.
Not out here, really. There's no autumn, basically. It's just extended summer. What is that movie, 500 Days of Summer?
Great movie.
Is
it? Great plug, yeah. I never saw it, but...
It's got Zooey Deschanel in it, I think.
Isn't she quirky?
She is quirky. That's, you know, and I'm always back and forth on her. But that's a story for another day.
I'm always back and forth on her, he says. I'm good to know.
Well, yeah, you're right. That was touche. You're a little snarky.
A little snark.
The good thing about a summer recap is that nearly nothing has been missed. I mean, truly, in the last 3 months, what big sporting thing has happened?
Just the most intense
free agent
NBA free agency period and the greatness of the Yankees and Dodgers. But really, those are two.
We can pick up with the greatness of the Yankees and Dodgers right now, and really you've missed nothing because we've
That's
got
true.
The stretch run.
That's
and
true.
All those transactions that happen in basketball, very interesting. But really, you know, at that point, people are just looking for the transactions and not for stupid, hopefully comic commentary on it.
Correct.
So we've made it past all the legitimate, like, analysis and criticism, and now it's time for us to move in.
Yeah, maybe we move into the Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, these modern mustaches, the new
modern mustaches is good. I like modern mustaches.
Yes, charismatic quarterbacks.
They're trying to come back. Line. Yes, it's like they're trying to bring back the Kenny Stabler, Fran Tarkenton era.
Yes. Joe Namath, of course.
Yes, but I think they're trying to do it in a. Like a straight edge way. Do you know what I mean?
YA Tittle way? Yeah, I guess.
Yes, yes. They're like hipstery, but I don't know.
Well, it's...
Although they, you know, didn't Aaron Rodgers chug a beer and didn't Baker Mayfield?
That's another thing. Let's do a quick 3 seconds on athletes chugging beers at sporting events.
Especially if it's one beer.
Yeah.
Anybody can shotgun one beer.
Right.
Truly.
It's
I mean,
true. Well, how about Nate Diaz? Let's... switcheroo.
Smoking the big old blunt.
That should be acceptable.
I think it was
people
a joint, actually.
A joint, yeah.
It was a cone
and
joint.
It was like they said, it was a CBD joint. Sure. But
that's exactly, that's of course they can say
end
that.
Up, like driving into trees and killing innocent people. So like chugging a beer, as cool as it is, if we were to ever objectively step back and say, oh, the rapid consumption of alcohol, blah, blah, blah. And God forbid you show a nipple on TV or a puff of weed, you know. I think it's an upside down.
Well, here's the but Aaron Rodgers has somebody driving him home, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
See?
That guy takes
I can't
Uber
imagine.
Black.
Why would you not have a driver if you're a professional athlete at that level?
Well, occasionally even that can backfire.
Why?
Didn't a gentleman from a team...
The guy, Jason Williams? That was his chauffeur who got shot. Remember that?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, yeah.
Years ago?
Absolutely.
Manslaughter thing?
New Jersey Nets, very charismatic.
I think alcohol was involved in that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always a dark...
He was very charismatic. He had a future in broadcasting.
Yes, he did.
He did.
There was a... they play old games on NBA TV.
Sure.
And I think ESPN, but they're playing an old... Denver Nuggets versus Seattle Supersonics, the playoff upset when the Nuggets beat the number one seed Supersonics.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay into the mic, bro.
Stay into the mic, bro. Should we stop and hear how bad?
No, you're
or
fine.
Good
it was just fine.
I
it was
recap
just,
that.
No. Go on.
So some great personalities: young Chris Jackson, aka
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
Yep. The great Robert Pack, who had an excellent game, but great players. But well, there was a very distinctive point relative to this.
You're talking about watching NBA.
Be right before that, though.
Jason Williams.
Yes. Yes. Good point. The young Brian Williams was in this game, who would go on to become Bison Dealey. Bison Dealey, and that very tragic.
Also, yes, missing victim of
and he was
foul
good
play.
Player.
Yeah. He was very good. He was really skilled. Good. He made a difference on that. Was it the first Bulls team?
Probably, yeah.
Not the first.
Not the first of their championships, but one of the first of the later championships.
The first of the second three-peat. And then after him, they got Rodman. Rodman wasn't there for all three. He was only there for the second two.
Mm-hmm. That was a darn good team.
Oh, my goodness. He was such a unique player. Still, there hasn't been somebody like him. No. Ben Wallace was kind of a... Is Ben Wallace in the Hall of Fame?
I bet he is in the Hall of Fame. He should be for his... I mean, he was like a Michael Cage in some of the 80s tough Buck Williams. But Buck Williams obviously had a more well-rounded
Williams was a better offensive player.
But there were some guys that were really great rebounders.
Yeah, but I don't think Buck Williams... Ben Wallace in the Hall of Fame? I don't have any stats for us to just fall into this. I think he
is. When was the last time he played? Is Ben Wallace in the Hall of Fame?
Stay on the mic.
I was talking.
You're talking into your phone.
The research department for our fans. Wallace made two NBA Finals appearances
and won a championship with the Pistons in 2004. The Pistons retired his jersey number 3 in 2016. No one can hear that. A finalist for the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 2019, but narrowly missed induction. Oh, he missed. Okay, he missed induction. For those who didn't hear, because the mic didn't pick that up, he narrowly missed induction. Okay, well, that's about where he belongs, I think.
Yeah. Now, how do you?
He'll probably get in again, but
as a player, do you want to get back on the horse? Do you still feel good if you get it the next opportunity, or it's a Hall of Fame? You're happy whenever it comes.
You're
on.
Happy.
Yeah.
Because nobody look. I mean. That's what's weird about Hall of Fames is that the difference in people, you know, that's one thing about Simmons that his basketball stuff is, to me, I wish he just did that.
That would be great.
Because that's all I'm interested in from him. But his basketball book is great, and the way he tiers everything I think is appropriate and could be done in all Halls of Fame.
Yeah. Well, the tiers have become very popular in the fantasy football industry.
Yeah, tiers is it's a pretty old concept, I think.
Yeah,
actually,
I think Bill Simmons really
tiered it up,
brought it. Yeah, he teared it. He teared it up.
Very he
good.
Teared it up.
Is he a Clippers fan officially now?
Well, he's a Clippers fan. You know, when the Celtics aren't good, he's fallen more back into being a Celtics fan the last couple of years.
Yeah,
I think
he understand it now with Hall of Famer Kemba Walker. Joining the team.
You think he's a Hall of Famer? That's another player who I think is kind of, what was he, All-NBA once?
I think he'll be All-NBA again this year and the next 2 years.
Well, four-time All-NBA, then maybe you're something about that.
I think he'll be an All-Star without question again.
But he's only been an All-Star, what, once or twice?
I think once, to be
fair. See, I mean, the East has been loaded, despite the East sucking other than Cleveland or Miami. They've had a lot of good players. All right. That's enough real talking about sports.
Please.
Talking about basketball, though. You were shooting basketball.
Yes. West Hollywood Park.
Yeah. You and your girlfriend were shooting basketball.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, she's a very natural athlete.
Is she?
And she used to be known for her steals. And,
did she play in that league?
No, she played when she was a youth.
She should have gotten into that league.
Yeah. But it was good. She hit some shots. She was very good off the glass.
Now, were you guys just playing one-on-one or
just
shooting around?
It was hot as heck.
Oh, yeah, it was.
There's no shade.
Oh, that's awful.
So it was just a good
good workout.
20-minute
session. Did you have that vest on?
Heck no. No, I was in sport. When I athletically express myself, I need to be in athletic clothing.
Yeah, I guess I've seen that.
Or I'm holding back because when you have
So what do you wear the same stuff for softball that you wear for basketball? I've seen your softball outfits.
I recently got sort of tennis shorts to have for basketball and tennis playing.
You play tennis?
Yes.
Oh, we got to play tennis.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I've played once in the last few months, but I was very natural because I'd played in the past.
Oh, good. I haven't
without
played
any form or anything.
Oh, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
I'm a street tennis player.
Oh, we'd probably match up pretty even.
Well, I serve right-handed, and I play the rest of the point left-handed.
Do you have a bit of spin on your serve?
I do not have. Well, I could put some spin on my serve. I put spin on every backhand that I hit.
Non-sports related question for you.
Yeah.
Returning a tennis serve or hitting a 95 mile an hour fastball, which is more of an impressive
feat.
Boy,
oh boy. Returning a serve and getting it in? Are you saying, now what are you,
sure
you are you saying contact? Okay.
You have to return
successful
it
return.
Yeah.
I'm going to, for me, I have to take baseball, but that's only because I trust my baseball skills far more than my. I feel like I could luck into a pitch.
Yeah,
just
you
being
could start your swing a little earlier.
Oh, it'd be a short swing. I'd be headed for right field because
absolutely.
That's the only place it's going anyway.
Yep.
You try to pull a ball over 80 miles an hour,
then it has to be bunt position and a prayer.
Right. You try to just whack it and hope it goes fair. Past the first baseman, it still would be nearly impossible, I think.
Yeah, very difficult.
And then if the guy was actually trying to get you out instead of just grooving a 90 mile an hour fastball,
yeah, I mean, if
then
they're
you're
throwing
then
95,
you're done.
They're exerting, like, you know, that takes some effort.
If Clayton Kershaw threw 3 12-6 curveballs, he'd strike me out every time.
Oh yeah. I couldn't hit curveballs. My coach had to hit me with baseballs after practice so I wouldn't bail
out.
Breaking ball.
Right.
And he said, "That doesn't hurt, Nooch, right? You're okay. You're still standing." I'm like sitting there bruised and battered. He was an excellent coach.
Sounds like it. They don't let you do that anymore in coaching.
No. It's too bad. Went to state championship game. That's all I got to say.
Well, I mean, that's how you motivate young men, I guess.
School. Yeah. Not a lot of.
Well, Connecticut has a good baseball record.
Yes.
Didn't one of the Connecticut teams win the World Series one time?
Yeah, the university team is good. The actual prospects and minor league teams are very good. Saw Hideki Arabu's debut for the Norwich Navigators.
Oh, dear. Hideki Arabu. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, we took a turn. So you shot hoops, and for how long do you think you did it? 20 minutes? Okay.
Maybe 22.
Good.
But it's
like a sitcom.
So that's you're burning.
That's the first half.
Right, yeah.
You got no subs.
And I dribble. I like to make a move or two just to stay active.
Playing against air?
Yeah. I'm incredibly accurate of a shooter.
I've seen video of you hurting your back trying to dunk on an 8-foot rim at Brian Jack's house.
Well, that was an obvious opportunity for a back injury because I was doing really athletic maneuvers.
Well, it was an 8-foot rim. There's video of me on a 7-foot rim wiping out as well.
Well, if I did it on a 10-foot rim, it would have looked even more impressive, but it would have been twice as dangerous. So,
yeah, it would have been more impressive, certainly. Almost impossible to believe it would have been. So good. We talked about your shooting hoops. I'd like to mention a squirrel if I can.
Please do.
Now, I'm big on squirrels. I don't know if you follow my Instagram page, Hummingburns. It's kind of a nature page. Hummingburns on Instagram. I put up a lot of squirrel stuff on that. So we got some squirrels out front, and sometimes they'll videotape me talking or yelling or arguing with them. And there was a big squirrel highlight. You saw it, right?
Massive squirrel highlight.
Yeah. And this is, you know, this is kind of an evergreen thing. You can look this up. Squirrel just, you know, in Minnesota, just took over the field. Went in one dugout.
Yeah.
The night before, and then the next night went in the other dugout, ran through a guy's legs. He didn't know it. Went up into the stands where packed stadium. Everyone's looking around, you know, you see, and then it jumps out.
Yeah.
And then it's following the outfield wall, and it finds a little hole in the wall there. Boom, gone. Great story.
Yeah.
You saw it too,
horrifying,
yes?
Horrifying for the squirrel,
I'm assuming. Must have been terrified, that squirrel.
Like his little heart, literally, he must have
He
just
may have died
out.
Afterwards.
That's what I thought. I thought, this is all fun and games. But that
right, until
guy,
he, yes, if you see him like...
He's got to be having a heart attack.
Because all that noise and everything.
Yeah.
So I was mentioning to you how sometimes I'm quite annoying to my wife. Mm. And this was an incident where she was getting ready for something today. And I just kept trying to make her watch the squirrel video. And she's like, what? I'm like, come here. She's like, no. I'm like, this squirrel. She's like, what?
She knows you well enough.
Oh,
to
God.
Be,
so I actually had to bring the video in there. And then she, I kept rewinding. And then she missed, she like, okay, great. And she closes the door in the bathroom. I'm like, but you didn't see the other part.
It's tough. Sometimes it's tough. I know that.
When you think, when it's something that you're like, this is amazing.
Right. Yeah. But you have to have the right. They
and
have
I
to
overuse the privilege
way,
way
yeah.
too much. I've shown her too many, like, what she thinks are just regular soccer goals. Mm. Where I'm like, no, you don't understand that. The way that ball just bent there is, and yeah. the pass is really the thing I'm yeah. trying to show you, but doesn't.
Yeah. I've yeah. learned over the years perspective is a big part of it. I also learned recently that animals do have fun. It was a big faux pas in the scientific community for a while to ever suggest that animals could have fun. But sure enough.
Dolphins have fun.
Years of research, yes.
Monkeys have fun.
And a pigeon in Russia on the roof was apparently snowboarding with like a lid to food. And they're like, oh, perhaps it's clearing for food or this, that, or the other, trying to get some.
Just
they
fun?
Determined, no, but they're just having fun. So perhaps the squirrel is sort of a thrill seeker, and it's fun for him.
Oh, wow.
To hear all the noise.
Right.
And see all the people, because
like, yeah.
if no one's making a predatory
Why isn't
action,
somebody writing a children's book about the squirrel that lives at the ballpark?
Well, you know as well as I do, there's T-shirts made.
Yeah.
There's going to be playoffs.
There's going to yes, the,
be a stuffed squirrel lucky
yes,
guy.
The lucky squirrel.
You know,
well, I don't think
him,
they won the game, so that became.
I think they did.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, well then.
I think so. How about the, this is technically sports, but we can make it about life.
Go on.
Excuse me. A gentleman last night was a triple away from the cycle.
Okay, and for those who may not know, a cycle is hitting a single, a double, a triple, and a home run in a baseball game.
Yes. Well, he'll remain nameless for now. We'll respect his reputation.
You don't know who he is.
I think it was Yuri Gurriel. Who knows? It was
okay, Astros?
Astros.
Okay.
Yeah. So he, sure enough, final at bat.
Yeah.
In a crucial moment.
Needs a triple.
Mm. Yes. And, of course, I don't know how this happens. We've seen it over the years of the cycle. Somehow, he smacks it.
A gapper.
Splits the outfielders. It's like, triple, here we come. And he's thrown out at third by about, 8 inches to a foot. You know, like. He's
but don't make that out at third, right?
Yeah. No. Oh, and it was a final out of the game.
Oh.
And this was a 2-1 game. And the biggest upsets. I think it was the Tigers beating the Astros.
The biggest upset in the season
yes.
and in baseball, well, like the last 20 years or something.
So it was like,
that's
oh,
happened
man.
Twice this year, both it Astros,
put, do,
Tigers.
Are we sometimes, we can't help the ego, the thrilling part of ourselves, off sports or otherwise, where we just like, I think I can do it. Because sometimes when it pays off.
I mean, if it's only a foot.
It's terrific.
But in that circumstance, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's good for the Yankees, actually. Yeah.
There's like two things in baseball you never do, you know what I mean?
Make the final out of third. What's
so
the other one?
You can't pass it off. The other one is watch the pitcher's feet before you properly lead off. So, I don't know.
Oh,
you know what I mean? There's another one, I'm sure. But
don't get picked off with two outs.
Yeah,
or
never make
like
the third out or da-da-da at third.
Yeah, hit the cutoff, man.
But I felt bad for him in a way because I was like, oh, man. I think everybody wants you going for three on that.
They
you
do,
gotta,
but
you
got to
get.
I'd
there.
Like to see how he got. I bet he got out of the box hot too because he wanted that triple.
And what a throw too!
I didn't see it, but it must have been a great throw.
And it might have even been a relay from that distance because
it had to be. Yeah, that would have been a number one highlight otherwise.
It's crazy how good these guys are. I think about it sometimes. I'm like, God, these guys are so good.
Yeah, they're
the baseball. Yeah.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah.
That's what made they're the in the best league. They're the major leaguers.
But it's crazy because it.
But there's
cool
billions
about
of people.
Major league is you get to see the best of the sport because
of every sport is like that.
It's so cool because they're all so good.
Into the mic, bro.
They pay attention to the details. They make the hard plays.
Are you explaining what a professional athlete is? Jesus. All right. Well, let's move on then. I want to keep it on Simmons though, because. You mentioned this. It's the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, right?
Yes, famous music festival.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You know what The Ringer is, right?
The Ringer in general? The movie?
The Simmons site.
The Ringer, yes, I know it.
Yeah, it's his sports site. You know how he has obsessions with like Buffy the Vampire Slayer, some like whatever cultural things that are in his mind important. So it seems like the site focuses on it.
Yeah.
Woodstock 99. Now, I don't really. I kind of scan the Ringer every couple of days to see if there's something interesting, usually basketball. But I kept noticing, like, Woodstock 99 recap, Woodstock 99, Woodstock. Who gives two shits about Woodstock 99?
Wow.
Like, why are they obsessed with that? So
seriously,
I'm going to quiz you.
That's so him, though. Yeah, give me a quiz.
I'm going to quiz you on Woodstock 99.
Oh, pfft. That was the year I moved to Chicago.
Was it?
Yep, August 4th.
Okay.
Just had a 20-year anniversary.
Well, this was right before that. This was Woodstock 99 pre-show. Jesus. I'm not even going to mention any of the
I'm excited for this
pre-show
quiz.
Bands. Except G-Love and Special Sauce, George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars. Well, that's a good show. That was pre-show? They should have been a closer. All right, can you name anyone who played Woodstock 99?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Metallica.
Let's see. Metallica, yes. All right, go ahead.
I'll keep going.
Yeah, how many can you name? Let's see.
Green
Day, let's see. Green Day. I don't think they were a band then, were they? Green Day. I'm not seeing Green Day.
Okay,
you're already
Green
out.
Day, maybe not. Okay.
You're already
I'm
out
because I got one wrong. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Let's see how many out of 10 you get. You get 10 guesses.
Oh, you have 10 bands that played in front of you?
I have every band that played in front of me.
Okay. George Clinton.
No.
P-Funk All Stars.
No.
It's a good
you
show.
No, you can't mention that.
Okay. Well, I guess my options are
all right.
Fine.
You got 2 out of 3.
Okay. Okay. 99. G Love and Special Sauce.
Yeah, I was going to say, I did mention another band. Okay, great. So you're 3 out of 4. 2 of them I gave you.
I mean, I could just start saying bands at the time, but I'd like to really get one. Dave Matthews Band.
Yes, damn it. All right, so you're 4 out of 5. You got 5 left.
At that time, you would have needed to hear from... Pearl Jam play? How could they not?
Pearl Jam. Let's see.
I would have known this because my brother's a big Pearl Jam fan. I would know Pearl Jam would say. I don't think they did.
I don't think so.
Probably touring successfully. And
I don't think Pearl... Were they out in 99?
Sure. They've been out since 92.
Oh, yeah. They were. But I do not see Pearl Jam, which is interesting because... for the record...
Korn? No.
Did you say Korn? Yeah. K-O-R-N?
Yeah.
I feel like they're not really a... Then again, some of these other ones. So you're guessing Korn. That's wrong. What's the other one that you just guessed?
No Doubt.
No.
The Bush.
You're just saying bands now. No Doubt and Bush. No.
No.
I just noticed No Doubt and Bush. I don't think so. No. All right. That's enough. Oh,
okay.
Korn and Bush, both.
Ah, is that enough? Thank you.
Korn and Bush.
Both played, didn't they?
Oh, you son of a gun.
Wow, very good.
How about you?
Well, I think that's good.
That's
I think
fine.
It
that's
proved
enough.
That I
yeah.
could name plenty.
That's plenty. Creed featuring Robbie Krieger is weird to me. Creed with a member of the Doors
so
playing with him. That's the oddest one to me, especially because I don't think the Doors were at Woodstock.
No, they weren't.
They were not. Yes. Okay.
Maybe they were. I shouldn't say that.
But the point is, I mean, do you even remember anything about that? You did remember Metallica, so good on you. I just feel like
I was also a cool 19-year-old.
You were cool. The Chili Peppers.
Oh, of course, Chili Peppers.
Yeah, but like Fatboy Slim, the Chemical Brothers, Moby, Los Lobos still playing. But where's the Grateful Dead are done. But where's there's spin-off bands.
Serious.
Whatever. Okay, so basically what I'm saying is, what the hell?
Yeah.
It was nothing, is what I'm saying.
It certainly wasn't anything.
It
like,
doesn't merit
that?
All no. the articles they wrote. Now
but
I'm assuming there's
makes
plenty
it
of
something
them.
To him.
I guess
he always takes it, and I just respect that because I like sort of
the obsolete
the
kind
obsolete,
of stuff he goes
but
for.
I don't know what the payoff is for some of them. Like
right,
what why?
Nothing
is it just being clever and ironic? I don't know.
I don't know either.
But here we are. I mean, obviously he's doing something right. We just sit here for 4 minutes talking about Woodstock 99.
Well, it was kind of a hate talk, though.
That's true.
I mean, I was trying to... Yeah. To be fair, you got more than half of them. You probably
Pretty
were...
Amazing.
You got like eight. God damn it. I didn't think
Did
you
Radiohead
would.
Radiohead play?
I would not... Radiohead. See, the problem with me is that I would have gotten all the bands of the original Woodstock because I listened to all of those and none of these. Yeah. Although I do listen to P-Funk.
I could do at least
and Metallica.
Seven from the original if I had
well,
to.
We're past
we're
that point.
We're
yeah,
past,
we're good. We're
sure.
past that. All right. All right. Good job. We got through the episode.
What a journey.
And basically the whole point of it is that you miss nothing in the summer. You miss nothing at all. But you can go to thesportsdump.com and get all of the content we've done this summer, which is like two other things, and look forward to stuff like football picks from a six-year-old. Right now, that's the only thing I would suggest you look forward to.
Also, feel free to make your own Sports Dump squirrel artwork and send it in to
good
us
idea.
And just
good
tweet
idea.
The drawing.
And
or
we
whatever.
Have a Patreon page, The Sports Dump. And if you, we don't have any patrons yet, but our first patron and all patrons will get a Sports Dump mini bumper sticker sent to them.
Yep.
A bumper sticker so small that it defeats the purpose of a bumper sticker.
It's a true.
You designed the artwork, my friend.
Oh, I did.
Do you
I
have
did.
Any of those? I'll give you 100 of them right now.
I had a few. I put.
Oh, that's
them
right.
And,
you put them on notebooks
them
and stuff. You threw them out.
No, they're still.
You handed them out.
Yeah. Oh, I handed them out.
Wonderful.
I think my cousin Brian probably put a couple around Connecticut.
That's great. Yeah. Oh, good. Connecticut is. We need some listeners in Connecticut.
Oh yeah, it's well, a sports
spread the
hub.
Word.
Actually, we need some citizens of Connecticut. So anybody that's thinking of a place to move, we're losing population.
Oh, really?
State government's a mess.
Really? That's a shame.
There's a lot of great property, great food, great tap water.
Time for, is that the next state for the hipsters to move to?
Oh, for sure. They're well there.
The infrastructure is right there in Connecticut. It's ready to happen.
New Haven actually has a really great little music scene going on.
All right.
No doubt.
We're so far past where we should have ended. All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back at some point. You know, this is daily, but it doesn't mean it's every day. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like John Daly.
Exactly.